Julian Hewitt reporting from 270 Action Central. The Home Secretary has been asked to reconsider his decision to close Court Lee's approved school in Surrey by 32 of the boys. In a letter, the boys, aged between 14 and 15, say they've all been well fed, well clothed and treated fairly by the headmaster and his staff. The headmaster, Minister Mr. Dennis Hayton, said that the letter was written quite spontaneously. Another oil on the beaches scare. Small chunks of oil floated ashore with the incoming tide at Eastbourne this afternoon, but as the tide went out, so too did most of the oil. What was left on the beaches was cleaned up by the council workmen. There's been no signs today of the big oil slick reported off the Sussex coast last night. Nigeria. It reported from Lagos that troops from the breakaway eastern region have crossed the river Niger into the midwestern state and seized the capital, Benin. They said to have been joined by forces with mutinous federal troops. It's been confirmed in London that Britain is supplying arms for the Nigerian Federal Army. An apprentice jockey working for the racehorse trainer, Mr. Fred Armstrong, at Newmarket, has died in hospital after an incident at the stables. He was Terence Carroll, aged 17. A 19-year-old youth has been charged with manslaughter. Finally, too old at 20. Linda Ludgrove is to retire from swimming this week. She's announced this decision after winning the women's 220-yard breaststroke at her seventh national title at the Amateur Championships at Blackpool this afternoon. Miss Ludgrove will be 20 next month, said she was beginning to feel like an old lady amongst all those kids. This has been the latest news from the 270 Department of News and Public Affairs. Next newscast from 270 in 1 hour's time at 11 o'clock.